finish this sentence for me. I fell on the ice. I blank broke my neck. Like if you didn't break your neck, but you just about broke your neck, or what? What would you say? I
almost. Huh?
No, that's what he was saying was right. Not what. Almost. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Somebody say nearly or like to or damn near broke my neck. Now this is just for pronunciation. And you know the answers will be real simple, but even though they're obvious, I want you to say them. I'm interested in how you say in the word. Okay. A penny is 1 cent. Yeah. Okay. A dime is
10 cents.
All right. He has lived ever. What? 1960. Like, if he'd been there since not, if he'd been there, if he moved there in 1960, then he would have lived there.
How many years?
No, that's not what I mean. I'm trying to get you to say the word since. He's lived there ever since 1960. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
You say that the same way?
Yeah.
Okay. A greeting on December the 25th is what, Christmas? What would you say on Christmas?
Christmas Day, John.
Christmas Day.
25th.
Well, what would you say on Christmas Day?
Christmas gale, I guess.
Okay. A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a...
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Okay. Jesus' parents were Joseph and... I'm just trying to see how you pronounce a word. I mean, I know you know. That's not...
Jesus' what? Parents?
Yeah, his parents.
Oh, Job and, I forget his, what his mother was, Mary one.
That's right.
Job and Mary.
Our first president was George who?
Lincoln. No, George Washington.
That's right. If a man and a woman want to live together, they get, what's the term?
A divorce.
No, if they want to live together.
Oh.
The opposite of divorced.
Living in adultery, I guess.
Well, married.
Huh?
If we want to live together, we have to get married.
Oh, well. Yeah, get married.
All right. After the man caught a cold, he became very... What if his voice?
Mm-hmm.
What would he say? What would you say to him?
Hoarse in his voice.
Okay. If you want to send a message to someone, you'd...
Write a
letter, okay. To go to New York, you might what on a train?
I don't know. Catch a train, I guess.
Well, ride. Say ride for me.
Yeah. Ride.
Okay. A cowboy rides on a?
Horse.
All right. The parts of a tree that are underground are its?
Roots.
Okay. You strike a match to start a?
Fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is?
Soot.
Milk comes from a?
Milk.
Milk comes from a?
Cow.
Okay. Your parents are your what and your what? The man and the woman that are your parents, you, what do you call them? Your?
Mother and father.
Okay. Lost my place. Unpackaged material is material that is bought in, like it's bought in large quantities. You used to buy peanut butter that way instead of in a jar. What would you say that is?
Well, I guess it'd be a jar, wouldn't it? Peanut butter.
No, if it wasn't bought in it, before you used to buy it in a jar and you bought a whole bunch of it once, you bought it in what? I mean, it wasn't bought in any container.
Oh,
you called it.
In the hole of the peanut, I guess.
Oh, peanut butter. You know, if you buy a whole bunch of something and it's dipped out of a barrel or something like that, what do you call that? It's bought in bulk, is what I'm trying
in
to get.
In a bulk.
Yeah. Okay.